You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer joined this week by national reporter Lyle Spencer. Lyle, thank you for the time. And we've devoted so much time already to what's already happened during the hot stove season. Today, we're going to switch things up and take a look ahead. I'm going to throw some bold predictions your way, Lyle, and you give your position, either supporting it or shooting it down. So here we go. Prediction number one, Clayton Kershaw reclaims his throne as the undisputed best pitcher in Major League Baseball. What do you think?
Well, I have to go thumbs up on that one. I think, you know, for me, he's been the best pitcher in the game for 5 years, and there's no reason for me to have any doubt that that will continue. He's as dedicated a professional as you'll ever be around. He's in his absolute physical peak years. Yes, he will. He will. For me, there was never any doubt that he had not been the best at any point in the last 5 years.
I would think a lot of people would agree with that. And one thing I'm very curious to find out, and you covering the team and following the team, especially this past year, Clayton Kershaw struggled at the beginning of the season, throughout April, and even a little bit into May before he really turned it on and became Clayton Kershaw. Did anyone bring up the fact that he and his wife became first-time parents in the offseason, and this guy, and I'm totally serious about this, probably was not getting a lot of sleep in those first couple months. Did that at all affect his performance? What do you think?
Well, of course, he's human, and I recall seeing him, you know, with the baby during spring training, and having gone through that several times myself. It does affect your life. You're not getting regular sleep, and you know that. And I'm sure he's as dedicated a father as he is a pitcher. So, yeah, that's a very good and very valid point. I mean, like I say, he, even though he seems superhuman, he's actually flesh and bone and blood like the rest of us.
Yeah, and when you're not getting sleep, it kind of throws things off a little. And I've got a little boy who turns 1 year old in a little over a week, and I haven't slept in about 13 months. So I know you
right.
know how it goes. Yeah, I know how it goes. And like you said, Clayton Kershaw, he appears superhuman, but when there's a little infant in the picture waking up at 3 a.m., it turns
right.
you human pretty quickly. So I just wanted to get your take on that, and I certainly appreciate that. No reason
sure.
to think that he won't become Superman again in 2016. Clayton Kershaw, always a joy to watch. That brings us to prediction number two, Lyle, and that is Kenta Maeda wins double-figure games in his first season in the big leagues. Yay or nay?
I'm going to go yay again on that. I have seen him pitch. I covered the World Baseball Classic, and he was very impressive there. He just put guys away. He's very deceptive, and you know, he looks almost frail out there. He's very slender. I think he weighs 160 pounds, but he generates a lot of movement and gets, you know, he's in the low 90s with great control, great command, and importantly, you know, he has the advantage of hitters not being familiar with him. And early on, I think that's always an advantage for pitchers coming from other cultures. So, yeah, I my guess would be in the 12 to 15 win range, because I do think they're going to continue to have a good offense and support their staff pretty well.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting 1-2 at the top of that rotation between Kershaw and Maeda. I don't think anyone's expecting him to be Greinke, but like you said, he's got the skill. He's got quite a pedigree from Japan, and we'll see what he does in his first season stateside. Prediction number three, Lyle, and this is kind of a big one. Yasiel Puig is dealt away at the trade deadline. What do you think?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I actually have a feeling that Puig at 25 will have seen the light and realized there are changes he needs to make in his approach to the game that will help him on the field in terms of his production. And I would not be surprised to see him have a really good season, possibly even a great season, because that he went through a rough year last year in every respect, physically and mentally, and I'm sure he's aware of the questions that surround him. and that he needs to do something to respond to all that, all the uncertainty that that really shouldn't be there, because he is a premier talent athlete. And when he is feeling good and performing, he's an elite player. So I just have a feeling. I know Dave Roberts very well. He has a great touch with people. Not to say Mattingly didn't, but a fresh voice, a fresh, you know, environment for Puig should be beneficial as well.
Yeah, let's certainly hope so for the Dodgers' sake. His athleticism and talent is off the charts, and hopefully 2016 is the year that he reminds everybody of that, considering all that he went through last season. Maybe a bounce-back campaign for Puig is in the cards. Lyle, prediction number four, Jock Peterson leads the Dodgers in both home runs and strikeouts. What do you think?
That's an interesting one. I'd say I'm going to say no, because that would mean he would be playing every day, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. If he struggles against left-handers again, I could see them going to some sort of arrangement where he doesn't face them, just to prevent him from getting into bad habits. And clearly the talent is there for him to hit 30 home runs and steal 20 bases. But based on his season, it was so up and down, it's really hard to get a handle on exactly who he is as a player right now and where he is. I'd love to see him, like Puig, just resolve all those issues and smooth out those rough edges and become the player he can be. I'm sure the Dodgers believe he will do that and be that player. But right now, I'm gonna say no on that.
Yeah, such a Jekyll and Hyde season for Peterson in 2016. Just fabulous leading up to the All-Star break. The second half, though, he really, really struggled. Being such a young guy who, you know, obviously going through his first spell, struggling at the big league level, at any point did he really get down on himself, or is he one of those guys so supremely confident in his skills that he just knew it'd be a matter of time before he bounced out of it?
Well, I think going back to what we were talking about with Kershaw, he's obviously human and he's young, and when you're young, you tend to be impressionable, and I'm sure early in the season it seemed almost too easy for him, and then later in the season it seemed too hard for him. And, you know, he needs to find a middle ground there where, you know, he recognizes how difficult the game is, and yet he has the ability to excel and be consistent. And, you know, one thing with him, you know, with a lot of young hitters, the problem is they become over aggressive. I think he got himself in trouble when he was not aggressive enough early in counts, and off, you know, it seemed to me like he was looking at 0-2 way too much. And as a hitter, a young hitter, I think now more than ever, you have to go up prepared to hit. You know, if that first pitch is in your sweet spot, you have to be ready to hammer it. And some young hitters now are so conditioned to being, you know, disciplined and work counts that becomes a negative for them.
And speaking of young promising talents on that roster, prediction number five, Corey Seager is named NL Rookie of the Year. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I got to go yes on that one. This guy is just a superior talent, and he seems to have the right mindset to, you know, continue to work at his game. I think he has a chance to be a major star real quick. But again, you know, he has to understand that there will be struggles. And we saw it in the postseason, actually. He seemed a little overmatched, and I'm sure that was hard for him because he had so much success when he came up in September. But it's a different game in the postseason. You know, every pitch matters, and every moment and every situation matters. So it was a lot to ask of him to do the things he was being asked to do, hitting, you know, second in the lineup and playing, you know, the second most important position on the field besides catcher. So, yeah, but clearly this guy's, you know, one of these one in a 10,000 talents in kind of, in some respects, like Mike Trout, who I covered with the Angels and saw struggle in his first, you know, call-up in 2011. But all the time, I knew this guy was going to be a superstar because I saw the talent level there, and I feel much the same way about Seager.
Yeah, and I think if Mike Trout can struggle, anybody can struggle. That's kind of the golden rule there. So Corey Seager, he'll have his ups and downs, but nothing to worry about at just the age of 21. And our next prediction is about someone even younger than Mr. Seager, and this is a bold prediction in bold letters. We'll see your take on this. Prediction number six, before turning 20 years old in August, Julio Urias makes his Major League debut.
I kind of like that one. I'm going to say yes. You know, I know Mike Brito and Fernando Valenzuela are very high on Urias. And, you know, based on very limited exposure myself, his talent is real, and it will play pretty much wherever he is. And once again, going back in the past, I was with Fernando when he came up in, at the end of 80 and saw what he was able to do with hitters who just weren't ready for what he was doing out there. And I feel Urias, it will be the same sort of dynamic at work. If any of their starters go down and he is lighting it up in the minors as I expect him to, yeah, I could see him coming up and coming up to stay, because this guy is going to be a big star, I think. And again, Dodger fans will be happy that he was not moved in any of the many deals that people were pursuing.
Yeah, to say the very least, and maybe 2016 is the year of Julio Mania. We'll certainly see how that plays out. And Lyle, as we come down the stretch here, our final prediction, number seven, the LA Dodgers win a fourth consecutive NL West Division crown.
I'm going to... hate to say this, but I'm going to have to say no on that. I'm going to go thumbs down on that. I just think the competition in that division has gotten so intense. And the Giants, they have loaded up again. And I just have a ton of respect for that organization, their manager, the way those players conduct themselves. They are my pick right now to win the division. I just think everything is pointing toward, well, it's going to be an even-numbered season, right? So they tend to go a long way in even-numbered seasons. And right now, I see them winning the division in the Dodgers and D-backs in a struggle for second place.
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun race. Like you said, a three-team race in that division. It's shaping up to be between the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks as well in 2016. Great stuff, as always, from national reporter Lyle Spencer. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extra's LA Dodgers.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.